today's topic, but God meant it for good. The moment I announce the topic, you know from where it is taken. Taken from the life of Joseph. And the passage is from Genesis chapter 50, verses 15 to 20. Genesis 50, 15 to 20. Let me read it for you. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "It may be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil that we did to him." So they sent a message to Joseph saying, "Your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin because they did evil to you. And now please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father." Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came and fell down before him and said, "Behold, we are your servants." But Joseph said to them, "Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today." Let me read verse 20. "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." In other words, Joseph is telling the brothers, "You need not feel sorry for the things that happened in my life because of you. You need to understand there is a God above and God around me and God in me who makes things happen for my benefit so that his purpose will be fulfilled." You know, Joseph was unfairly treated. He had no one to intervene or even speak for him. But the Lord was with him. The time came for his brothers to meet Joseph. They did not recognize him, but he recognized them. That's how it is. The ones who hurt us, they don't recognize us. But we recognize them because the wound is fresh and the scar still remains. Those were tearful moments for Joseph and his brothers. Joseph's response towards the brothers was totally different, and I'm sure the brothers were surprised. Joseph did not choose to forgive them because the brothers told him that the father asked them to tell Joseph to forgive them. I believe Joseph did it because he recognized the events in his life are orchestrated by God, and God is in total control. Nothing happens in your life without his knowledge. No one can change your destiny. No event in your life comes without purpose. And look at Joseph. He had the power, he had position to retaliate and to take revenge on his brothers. But he chose to forgive them. And he also gave them the best part of the land, says the word of God. You know, my friend, the Lord's presence also helped him to see the hand of God and the purpose of God in the way the brothers treated him. Maybe you need to take time off and look at the things around you and say to yourself, "My God is in control. My God knows what is happening. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today." The Bible says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good." Remember, it is all things. The Lord does not pick up pieces here and there, but all things that happens in your life, the Lord takes it and works it out in such a way that his purpose will be fulfilled in your life. Let me read that verse once again. "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today." May the Lord enable you to understand his purpose for your life.
For feedbacks, please write to us to info@fibaonline.org or WhatsApp us to 9163642521.